This is University Beat. I'm Mark Schreiner. Teddy Mullett has always liked building things by hand. While his cousin bought a kit to build a laser, Mullett decided to buy the parts separately and make his own. So when he was in his junior year at Sarasota Christian School, he was thinking of applying to the University of South Florida Sarasota Manatee. One problem, USFSM had no engineering program.
I was kind of scrambling. Where am I going to go? I applied to all these places. I can't pick one. And then my guidance counselor came to me and she said, hey, I talked to the Dean of Admissions at Sarasota Manatee and they're starting an engineering program. And I was like, holy cow, this is perfect. I got to go there.
Now, to be completely accurate, USFSM isn't starting an engineering program. They're building a bridge to USF's Tampa campus. Not a literal bridge. It's a 2+2 program, which means 2 years of general studies at USF Sarasota Manatee and then 2 years at USF's main campus, completing the requirements for a bachelor's degree in engineering. Dr. Robert Bishop is the dean of the College of Engineering.
Essentially, it's a way for us to offer the opportunity to be an engineer to a larger group of students who are really outstanding students, creative students, and we want them to be engineers.
Dr. Sandra Stone, the regional chancellor for USF Sarasota Manatee, adds that some students may want to start their college careers at a smaller campus like hers. While the Tampa campus has over 30,000 undergrads, Sarasota Manatee has less than 2,000.
We have the ability to offer a lot of support services for students, and faculty are willing to spend a lot of time with students and help them, and I think it's a little bit less threatening than some of the larger campuses for students who want to build some academic confidence before they move on.
But the demand for an engineering program isn't just coming from the students.
One of the things that I heard clearly from the business community when we were working on our strategic plan was a need for more engineers in the area to fill jobs that they had open. And they were saying they're going not only out of the region, but they're going out of state to recruit students.
One of the good things about the 2+2 program is that it takes the need out of transferring credits between campuses. Bishop says the general education courses, math, physics, and chemistry, with some fundamental liberal arts classes sprinkled in, are basically the same at all three of USF's branches.
And so we just need to take the students from their high school level math and science to the college level math and science before we introduce them into most of the engineering courses third and fourth year.
Bishop says they're starting with the mechanical engineering degree program. Around a dozen students have signed up for the inaugural class, but it will soon expand to all 8 undergraduate engineering majors.
Mechanical engineering is a very foundational engineering program, but there are so much interest in other areas like civil engineering and biomedical engineering and electrical and computer science that we really need to move beyond mechanical engineering, and will do so.
The college will be placing advisors at Sarasota Manatee to assist students. Plus, aspiring engineers will be invited to attend events at the Tampa campus during their first 2 years, so they're treated just like any other student. There's also the possibility that this kind of cooperation could extend to the USF St. Petersburg campus, as well as other majors across the system as well. For example, Tampa has strong programs in health sciences and the arts, St. Pete has digital journalism, and Sarasota Manatee has USF's only College of Hospitality and Technology Leadership. But for students like Teddy Mullett, it's all about the draw of living half an hour away from campus and studying the subject he wants to make a career out of.
That is the perfect place for me to go. It's close to home. It was my first choice of college initially, and they have engineering, so it was just like a big neon sign, come here.
You can see more information, including a University Beat on TV report on the Bridge to Engineering program, at our website, wusfnews.org. For University Beat, I'm Mark Schreiner.